Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Glenn Nevola is here, ladies and gentlemen. Glenn's a new friend. He's the founder of Flatline Financial, a management firm that specializes in asset allocation and risk management, and that means he helps people deal with their finances, their long-term finances, especially retirement. He's a licensed insurance producer and a current airline captain flying 737s, which is one of my favorite airplanes to ride in. Glenn Nevola, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. So, Glenn, the word for a long time now is that baby boomers are mostly not ready for retirement. And Now you've got new research out that shows that the younger generations continue to underfund their retirement plans. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, for years, a lot of people always think that retirement is years and years off, so they can plan later. Well, later gets here earlier than most people realize. And then they turn around and now on the horizon is their retirement, and that's 5-10 years from now, and now
right.
They're in a panic mode. So, and the millennial generation now has historically low participation in their company's 401ks if they have them. So
right.
I think at some point we're going to have a crisis down the road, decades from now, with issues of funding their retirement. The baby boomers have done a relatively poor job. And if you look at any statistic, the average 401k in the country is, I think, around $60,000 for that. That spans,
wow,
you know, people getting ready to retire up to people that are just starting out. So
right.
That's, you know, for years and years, everybody thought Social Security was the end all be all and that
right.
was going to take care of everybody. But that's not the case.
It was never meant to
really.
Be that.
No, it was never meant
in fact,
to be that
it's
way.
Much more now than it was ever intended to be.
Exactly. Yep. And a lot of people are relying on Social Security as their sole means of income now, and it's if you don't have anything else on the side, it's very difficult to get.
Well, there's
by
there's another thing that's troubling me, and I mean, of course, if you're a baby boomer, you probably half of us. I'm a baby boomer, I'm sure you are too.
I'm at the tail end. Yep.
Yeah, and so I'm in the leading edge toward in the upper quartile. But if you're about half of baby boomers, unless you catch a rocket somewhere or win the lottery, you know, that's a fait accompli for most people right now, in terms of changing their ways. But what was concerning me right now is at least baby boomers, most baby boomers started owning homes in their 20s.
Right.
And so the people that the baby boomer generation, they may be underfunded in their retirement, but they're probably pretty close to having a paid for house. And you if you don't have to pay for housing, you can get by on a lot. Not very much, I should say. And so, but the younger generation, some of them are waiting till in their 30s and still don't have a home. And so a home is not a great investment, but it ain't bad. When you're ready to retire, if it's paid for.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of the millennials are waiting to not only get married, but also for the first home purchase well into their 30s, whereas our generation did it early.
Yeah.
You could be house rich, but then that definitely helps when you don't have a mortgage. If you're living on just Social Security or a smaller amount of fixed income. But if you don't want to stay in that house, or if the taxes go up, you know, the taxes are usually the thing that hurts people and starts to squeeze people, even though they don't have the mortgage.
Isn't what we're seeing, Glenn, beginning with our generation, the baby boomers, a gradual and progressive erosion of the concept of deferred gratification?
I'm sorry, you cut out. What?
Isn't what we're seeing a gradual and increasing lack of regard for deferred gratification from the beginning with baby boomers now through the current generation?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I agree with that a lot. You know, it's you've got to plan, and a lot of people put off the plan. Just in my industry alone, when we deal with pilots, we have a great 401k, but if you don't participate in it, it doesn't really help you out that much. I mean, so deferred gratification is definite, you know, out there.
So what you're saying, of course, part of the problem we have out here on Main Street, Glenn, mm-hmm. is that small businesses trying to get their business out of the ground now trying to stay alive after in the last the lost decade we've just come through.
Right.
It's hard to have enough money, extra money left over, because your business, as you know, you're a business owner. Your business is always standing there with its hand out.
Yeah, and there's a lot of regulations and the tax rates for small businesses and
yep.
and just the startup costs and. There's a lot of things pulling at different directions at you as a small business, and they're the drivers of the American economy.
That's
so
right.
it's vitally important to help sustain them and get some of these regulations off their back and be able to expand and hire people.
Well, the good news is that's actually starting to happen.
Right.
I'll give the president his due on this area at least. I like saying this. I'll give this report to you, Glenn. Mm-hmm. One of the leading experts on regulations, Wayne Cruz with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, he told my audience a month ago, he went to the National Register, which is what he checks on all the time, to see what's, you know, about new regulations. He said, Jim, there were no
right.
new ones, no new regulations.
Yeah,
and this is coming off of 3 years of record regulations prior to Trump.
And I went to a recent conference with the SBA Administrator, Linda
right.
McMahon, and
yep.
she was reiterating that. I just went a couple of weeks ago. So she was reiterating that, and she is laser focused. You know, I felt I got out of that conference that she was laser focused
right.
on helping the SBA move towards helping small businesses with reduced regulations, enhanced tax benefits, and the different tools for them.
Exactly right. You have a website, Glenn?
Yeah, it's flightlinefinancial.com.
Nice.
And generally, I cater to airline pilots like myself with their wealth management pre and post tax. Pre-retirement and post-retirement.
We're going to get some more
management.
Thoughts and ideas out of Glenn after these messages. I'm going to ask him about, we're going to talk some more about real estate. You know that, you know me, I like real estate. And I think it's a great, important part of your, critical part of your retirement planning. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.